Hey, it's great to have you with us on this very, very historic day. It's opening ceremony, the Olympics. I know we've got some sport that's already been played. Our Hollyroos were magnificent against Argentina. We've had wins from the Matildas. Our softball team fought back and hit back hard and had a win. But it all kicks off tonight in absolute earnest, of course, and it's a great thrill. We can go to Tokyo live now and speak to Aaron Royal, who is taking place in the men's triathlon. It takes place on Monday. He's just jumped off the bike, Wisp. I think he may have had his first look at the course. Good morning to you, Aaron.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
We're going really well here. We're excited about what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. You've had a look at the course and had a look at the bike course for the first time. What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, we did have our test event here in 2019, but obviously that was 2 years ago now. So I guess this morning was a bit of a refresher and just going over things that we've learnt from that first race. But it's definitely starting to feel real now. The buzzes, the hype around all the athletes is real.
And the heat. Aaron, are you concerned about the heat and the humidity over there?
Well, I wouldn't say concern's the right word. Obviously, you've got to respect it, and it will definitely play a factor in the race results and those that have prepared well enough for it. But as Australians, you would think that we should be we should be well prepared for that, I'd hope anyway. But for sure, it's going to be a factor in how the race plays out.
Hey, Aaron, where have you done all your pre-Olympic training?
So I was in Australia until May this year, and then we went over to Europe and did our last qualification races, then was up in the French Pyrenees at altitude, and then came down to Girona in Spain to get the last little bit of heat before we jumped over here and got into Japan. And yeah, I mean, I think it was a good preparation over there. Like, it's hard to replicate the sort of humidity and heat that you get here, but we definitely did our best.
The triathlon takes place on Monday. What time? What time of the morning does it kick off at?
For Eastern Australian time, it's for you guys in Melbourne, 7:30 in the morning. So 6:30 for us.
Okay. And what is the strongest part of the triathlon for you? Swim, bike, run?
For sure, the swim. Yeah, swim. That's where I grew up doing the swim as a youngster, and then got into running after that. I feel much more natural in the water than I do on land.
Are you worried about the water conditions? We've been hearing a little bit about the fact that there might have been some foreign bodies that have been sort of floating around in the water there. Are you concerned about that?
Well, if there was, I would be, but that's not what we're hearing. I think, they like to find stories that, might be able to grab a headline, so to speak, and this Olympics, it seems to be the water quality. Last time it was the Zika virus, but I just got to take the word from what the World Triathlon and the IOC are saying, and they've been testing the water now for the last little while, and apparently it's been coming back good, so I can see people are swimming in there now, some athletes, because the swim course swim realisation is on now, so maybe if you ask me in a couple of days how those people turned out, I'll be able to tell you a bit more about the water quality. But I think it's going to be hot, for sure. We know that. The water will be very warm. But they've been treating it. So they've put up three barriers or curtains across the corner of the bay that we're swimming in to try and be able to treat the water that we actually swim in. So I think they're doing everything they can to make sure that it's healthy and safe for us.
Well, Gary, he's a member of the royal family. He wouldn't be worried about the King Henrys, would he, Aaron?
He's a royal family member, that's right. I call him Bugsy. We can call you Bugs. That's your nickname, isn't it there, Bugsy?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, good spot. Yeah. I don't even know how. My mum used to call me Bugalugs.
Yeah.
And my coach, when I was like 13 or 14 at the time, called my house phone when people didn't have mobile phones, and they called house phones and said, can I speak to Aaron? And mum's like, yeah, Bugs, I'll put him on. And so it sort of stuck from there. I've actually got a running Bugs Bunny tattoo on my rib, so I've got it for life.
Well, that's good, Bugsy. So now, listen, you've been at the 2016 Rio Games where you finished ninth. Well, of course, our great hope is that you've got a gold medal around your neck by the end of Monday. What's your expectation?
Yeah, I think overall we've got an Australian, very, very strong Australian side in both the males, females, and the mixed relay, which is a new event at this Olympics. So you've got female, male, female, male race in a relay as well. So yeah, we've got a we've got a very strong chance. Personally, I know it's a little bit cliche, but I just want to cross that line, given absolutely everything that I've got, which if I can do that, then I have to be happy with whatever result that is. So, yeah, I know it's a little bit cliche.
No, that'll do us.
You're just going to go out there and win, but that's... Yeah.
We love a cliche, Aaron. We're talking Aaron Royal, who's going to compete for Australia in the triathlon on Monday morning over there in Tokyo. How many other Australians are in your race, Aaron? And do you race together as a team?
Yeah, I think this Olympics will be a bit more on that way of racing, a bit more like with a team tactics. Not so kind of like they do in cycling in the Tour de France, but maybe not to that sort of level. But we have three males. That's the maximum quota one country can have at the Olympics. So myself, Matthew Hauser, he's first Olympics from the Gold Coast, and Jake Birtwistle from Launceston in Tassie, we'll toe the line. And yeah, I think, like I said, we've got a really, really strong team. Jake Birtwistle has shown in the last couple of years he's one of the best with winning a few World Series races. So I think amongst us, we can make sure that we work together, definitely not work against each other. And that's maybe where we've sort of fallen down a little bit in the past, where, you know, each athlete has different strengths and to the other. And obviously in a multi-event like triathlon, swim, bike and run, if you're sort of working against each other, you might hamper each other's chances of performing well. So I think, that's the best way to answer is that we're here to
work as a
team. Get a good outcome for Australia. Yeah, exactly.
Right. We're hearing exactly what you're saying there, Bugs. Hey, good luck. We've been talking to a couple of different people throughout the course of the week, and you're now part of our team. So we'll be cheering on Monday morning and watching with a great deal of interest. So good luck.
Yeah, no, cheers. Appreciate that. Thanks for the chat.
Aaron. Go, Bugsy.
That's Aaron Bugsy Royal, who's live in Tokyo. Just got off the bike. Obviously, the swimming is the stronger part of his setup, but we'll be right behind him. Aaron was here for Keyser, struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keyser. Now open in Mornington Ocean Grove. And I like the fact he got the nickname.
Mm.
Then he got the Bugs Bunny on his ribs.
Yes.
You've got the Wisp.
Is there any chance on the where?
You could get it
on
the ribs?
There's no way.
Like,
no,
like
I'm a tattoo.
A bit of wispy cacao grass or something, just in the wind.
No, there'll be no tattoos.